Tonight I wanted to take just a couple of minutes to talk about practice. There was a couple of different things that's happened over the last month or so that led me kind of in this direction. One of them was watching the Olympics. You do see a lot of the actual events, but a lot of times in the broadcast, they'll tell the personal stories or whatever of the athletes. And, you know, these are people from, different ages, from all over different parts, corners of the earth. And, they'll interview them and, regardless of where they're from, the one thing maybe that they all have in common is the practice that they put to get where they were at in the Olympics. I mean, they practiced nonstop, from the time they were children, just to get to the Olympics, just to get to where they were at. They were interviewing the one girl in particular, and she was talking about how she practiced, 10 hours a day, 6 days a week, all her life, and she was for this 45-second event, and then the event was over, and then that was it. She had practiced all her life for just those 45 seconds, and our life's kind of like that too. We're here and we're practicing basically our life for one event, and that's the judgment. Another thing that kind of led me on this practice was that Allen Iverson press conference. Some of you may have seen it, where he talks about practice. We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice. He says, the background of that was the coach had been complaining couple of weeks how Allen Iverson wasn't showing up for practice, that he was late for practice, and so one of the reporters in the press conference called him out on it, and he got offended and went to this tirade. It's a pretty famous press conference. You can catch it on YouTube or whatever if you just type it up. But he makes this big ordeal, that he's the superstar of the team, he's the franchise player. He puts it out on the court, every single game he plays, he lays it all out there. And you guys are in here bothering me about practice. Why are you bothering me about practice? How am I being at practice going to help my team? How's that going to make my team better? Well, if anybody knows anything about basketball, if you have your best player there at practice, it's going to help the team. So, I mean, that's another thing. And as a side note, everybody seems to understand this concept that if you want to get better at something, you just practice, So Allen Iverson's kind of off on that, some people just don't get it, and no matter how you try to explain it, the easiest terms, no matter what you're trying to teach them, some people just don't get it. And the thing about people that just don't get it is they don't get that they don't get it. So sometimes you just left it at that. But the point is, to be a good Christian, it takes practice. It takes a lot of practice. Let's turn over to 2 Peter chapter 1 briefly. And I am going to read verses 5 through 11. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound in you, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks in these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For if so, entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Another passage I want to read here is in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. And this is the list of the qualifications of overseers or elders in our church. But if you read down the list, this is obviously something that all Christians, these are things that all Christians should be striving for. Verses 1 through 4 read, "This is a faithful saying, if a man desires the position of a bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop must be in the be then blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not covetous, one who rules his own house well, having his children in submission with all reverence." So I kind of chose these two passages because these were lists of things that we could easily look at, you know, and we could practice. Also, you know, another one would be the Sermon on the Mount. You know, Jesus spends three chapters in Matthew on the Sermon on the Mount, and you know, even that before that was before the church was established. I mean, there's no three chapters that I can think of, you know, that will tell you how to behave and how to go about and act like a Christian other than those three chapters. So I wanted to talk about this tonight, about how it's taking practice. And I kind of look at myself and some of the things that I mean I need to practice myself on, and I come up with several off the top of my head. I know I need to read my Bible more. I get caught up, you know, working late, going to bed early, all that, and I need to read my Bible more. I also need to take time, spend more time with God in prayer. I'm probably losing out on many blessings because I don't do that myself. So as we close tonight, I just want to kind of take this opportunity to have everybody kind of look within themselves and kind of see what they might, you know, a couple of things that they might need to practice on. So this is the invitation, kind of look within yourself, pick a couple of things maybe that you need to improve on. We also want to use this as an invitation for anybody that may need to put on Christ and be baptized and to begin that Christian life. Or if you need special prayers of the congregation, then come while together we stand and sing.